Day number 8, don't trust in your riches, but trust in God. Don't trust in your riches, but trust in God. 1 Timothy 6:17, we mentioned it this last night, I believe. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God. I had mentioned that if you make more than $1,500 a year, you are in the top 25% of the world's wealthiest people. If you make $1,500 a year. How many of you here have a computer? Okay, how many have had a computer, all right? If you have one computer in your home, now I have multiple computers. I'm about ready in my home to offer someone $50,000 a year, room and board, and a car if they'll come and be my IT person in my house. Okay, all right? Some of you relate to that. I spent half my time fixing our family's computers. But if you have one computer in your home, you are in the top 8% of the world's wealthiest people, all right? What if you have one vehicle? How many have a vehicle here? All right? One vehicle. You are in the top 6% of the world's wealthiest people if you have a vehicle. If you wanted to learn to live what most of the world lives like, here's what you would need to do. You would need to go home and move into your garage. Okay? First, you have to get all your stuff out of there, all right? But it couldn't be your garage probably, because it'd have to be one bay. It'd have to be one garage spot. And as a matter of fact, then it couldn't be any extra space. It really needs to be about 8 to 10 feet. And you would have to turn the electricity off. And you wouldn't have a cement floor. And you wouldn't have any refrigerator. You'd have a few cooking utensils. And you would have, you'd have to go get firewood, and your whole life would be lived in that 8-foot by 10-foot space, and that would be normative for this world today. If you moved into your storage shed, that would be similar than even to your garage. If you had a storage shed somewhere in your property, a little 8-by-10 storage shed with your stuff, that's the way much of the world lives. And the Bible says, command those who are rich in this present world, that's you and me. I mean, there's no way we can escape the reality that we are rich by any standard, by any way you measure it, we are truly rich. But the Bible says we're not to be arrogant, nor to put our hope in that wealth, which is so uncertain. But we're to put our hope in God. The reality is that wealth is uncertain. It can come and it can go quickly. I knew of one couple about a year and a half ago. They had almost all of their retirement funds in MCI WorldCom stock. Within about 3 weeks, their stock went from $600,000 in value to $183. $600,000 in value to $183. The reality is money talks. Do you know what it says? Goodbye. Adios. Hasta la vista, baby. See you later. Think about how much money you've made in the last 10 years. I mean, think about maybe what your tax return was this year and multiply maybe times 10. I mean, think about the last 10 years. I mean, a lot of money flows through our lives, but it comes in and it goes out. Money talks. It says goodbye. Now, as a believer, you can help tell where you want the money to go. It is passing through your life and it is going somewhere. But as believers, we can direct it to the kingdom of God. We can use it for our needs, but we can also direct it to the kingdom of God. Psalm 49, verse 6. Sinners trust in their wealth and boast of great riches, yet they cannot redeem themselves from death by paying a ransom to God. Later it says, they may name their estates after themselves, but they leave their wealth to others. A very wealthy man died one day, and someone asked his accountant, how much did he leave behind? And he quickly said, all of it. All of it. We all leave it behind. There's a bumper sticker that says, he who dies with the most toys wins. There's another bumper sticker that says, he who dies with the most toys still dies. And the reality is we will leave this world. And we cannot take anything with us. There is no hearse behind a U-Haul. It's just not going to happen. So in our life, God says, put our trust in Him on a daily basis as we live our life, as we make our decisions. Constantly, we're to be communicating with the Lord about our life and about what He would have us do. We're not to trust in our riches, but we are to trust in God.